It was February 1787, where all the countries of Carthage were under the government of Jolla Daniel, a Molan citizen. He believed in politics, but the Christians in the region of Dabil, in the state of Caribou, Carbakir had left the meetings, built a church in a rural area, and worshipped the Lord there. However, this meant that the Christian families had low income, their houses were like dark, dingy caves that were cold and small, and, because of their faith, they were either arrested or were taken to camps that caused them to be brainwashed. The congregation had only 25 people in it because of how many people were taken away. The amount of people in this region were estimated at a number of 500. Carbakism took millions of people away from homes, took money from the people, and left many Christians away from their homes. By the way, my name is Rosanna, which means rose in our native language. I am writing this book to everyone who believes in the Lord, but there are parts in this story that are also for the sinners. Let me just tell you that, even though we are going through rough times, we can still praise God.
Come along with us with another story for season 4.
When should we start leaving?
Who knows when we'll be leaving? Besides, Dada is still trying to write a letter to the United Carbakian government asking for permission. If we can't leave, we'll be sent to camps and we'll be brainwashed. I can't let that happen, Sirpa, so we have to stay with each other.
The wagon ride was very long. It felt like a five-day journey through Carbakia, but the ride itself felt rough as we crossed old roads and climbed up the mountains of the Carabil State Trails. It was also boring. Since my family was poor, we didn't have a lot of things. Books were very few, toys were rare, food was also very few, and clothing was the only thing that we had the most of. So, I just listened to the humming of our horses calling, drummed to the galloping of the horses, and fell asleep to my father playing the Carbakian guitar. I did, however, enjoy the scenery of the Carabil rivers, the state line which intersected 5 other states, and other animals pulling their red wagons. All I could think of doing other than the things I mentioned earlier was talking to my family. Our wagon made a few stops at stores, but because money was few, we didn't stay for long. However, for each stop, we got at least one item. However, every item was only food items. Meat was the only thing we could afford. However, I did use all my money to get one single book. Only one book, which was a Bible. Yay!
Yes, the ride was hard to deal with. I can't imagine how it would feel if it were longer. We found some meat given by some local native Carbakians who were traveling with us. However, we didn't talk to them because they had Carbakism signs on their backs. My children didn't want to eat the meat because they thought that if they ate it, they would start believing in the religion. I told them, however, eating their food wouldn't make them become like them, so we ate it as we kept traveling. I was quite scared of the fact that we would be taken away, and I felt that we should leave Carbakia and escape to Mola as fast as we can. There were lots of wagons behind us carrying people's luggage as they walked down the spiraling hills down into the south part of Carbakia, leading into the first glimpse of the Mola forest, where lots of animals played and hunted for food. I was quite surprised when we saw all these animals playing. I was also amazed to see that there were other people standing there, looking for food. It was very nerve-wracking to say the least. My children didn't want that to happen, so we made sure that we had enough money to supply our needs as a big family. However, we still didn't have much.
Hey, I would like to ask you something.